The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
There's a very special place here in the Blue Water area that is being renovated right now. They're sprucing it up, and if you're a local photographer, they'd like to see some of your work because it might just end up hanging in their hallways or in their rooms. Joining us right now, the president and CEO of Visiting Nurse Association in Blue Water Hospice, Angela Dallaire. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Boy, it seems like not that very long ago that the Blue Water Hospice home was brand new and being opened for the very first time. But I guess it's been there a few years and time to spruce things up, huh?
Yes, it's been there about 10 years, and we are currently renovating each room. We have 12 patient rooms in the hospice home, and we're renovating all of them with a fresh coat of paint, new flooring. The bathrooms are getting a facelift as well, and we're at the point where we need to decorate it. And because the home was built by the community, for the community 10 years ago, we felt it was only right to go back to the community and ask them to decorate it with us.
I think it's a great idea. So what kind of photographs are you looking for?
So we've made the themes. So the team got together, the staff there, they know that home best, and they got together and created themes. So around the Great Lakes, our Blue Water Bridge, boardwalks, the waterfront parks, the freighters, Lake St. Clair, sailboats. So we're interested in, we're hoping to obtain between 24 and 30 photos total, and we'd like to place a few in each room and then plus decorate the main hallway. So we are asking everyone that loves photography and would submit their photos.
That's fantastic. What a great idea to have some great local photographs, because this is such a photogenic place with so many great themes, as you mentioned. How can people go about submitting those photos?
So they would attach their JPEG photo to an email and send it to our marketing email, marketing@vnabwh.com. You can also find information on our Facebook page that will detail the pixels that are going to be required, what's going to happen with the photos, and how we're going to give credit to the photographers that do submit.
That's fantastic. I want to back up a little bit and talk about the hospice home, because I don't know, I think most people, as you say, it was built by the community. People in the community are aware of it. But for people that maybe aren't familiar with the hospice home, just kind of describe it, if you would.
So it's located in Marysville. It's off the beaten path, so you can't, it's, some people say it's tough to find, but that's kind of the purpose. It's very quiet, secluded, very private for hospice care. So it's not a long-term facility care. It's not a nursing home. It's specifically for end-of-life care for hospice. So those living their last days, and maybe they're unable to stay in their home, due to safety concerns, or the caregivers, need a break, so we can take patients into our hospice home, and the caregivers get a break as well. And it's nice because their caregivers can stay with them right in their room. All 12 rooms are facing the pond. We have a 2.5-acre pond there. We have a lot of wildlife around the area, so it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. We're so lucky in St. Clair County to have the hospice home, because there's only 16 in the state of Michigan, and we are fortunate enough to have one right here in St. Clair County.
Wow, I guess so. Of course, that's not the only place that hospice is carried out. There's a lot of in-home visitation and care as well. And also the Visiting Nurse Association, I should mention, is also part of your organization.
Yes, we have three service lines. We have private duty for those that want to stay in their home. We help them stay in their home and live independently, and we can do errands for them, like housekeeping, meal prep, medication setup, those type of things, but there's not a skilled need. And then we also have in-home health care. So that's when we partner with our local physicians from anywhere, I should say, and create an individual care plan and help provide that skilled need. So we're kind of those physicians' eyes in the home to help everyone stay in their home so that they don't go back into the hospital. Maybe they're newly discharged from the hospital or that. And then our third service line, yes, is hospice care. We can provide hospice care in the home of the patient, in a facility, in the hospital, and then lastly, in our hospice home if those other options are not for you.
Yeah, so many opportunities for people that are in the nursing field. And you're looking for more nurses and other professionals right now, aren't you?
Yes, it's a busy time for us here at the agency. We're fortunate to be busy. So we are recruiting, and I would recommend that if you're looking for a position in healthcare and community medicine, please check us out on our website at vnabwh.org.
You have a new medical director there, too, don't you?
Yes, Dr. Bali. He joined us on January 1st. So as we all know, Dr. Patel retired from his practice in the fall. We were fortunate enough for him to stay on with us through the end of the year, and then we transitioned to a new medical director effective January 1st. Dr. Bali is now our medical director. He is just fantastic. He's very engaged, and we're lucky to have him and excited for all that's to come.
And certainly this has been a challenging year for everybody in every organization. I'm sure that COVID has, provided challenges at Blue Water Hospice, Visiting Nurse Association Blue Water Hospice too, hasn't it?
Yes, we take every day in a stride, but COVID has allowed us to continue to care for those patients that need care in their home and maybe do not go into the hospitals for their care or whatever it may be. So we do encourage everyone to continue to seek medical treatment when they need it and then know that we are trained and we are taking the precautions to protect our staff, our patients, and ourselves.
I know your River Run last year was canceled, as so many things were. Are you planning another one for this year?
So that is top of mind, and we're having much discussion about it. But hot off the press, yesterday we did decide to cancel our River Run for 2021, sadly. It's just with the precautions and the restrictions that are out there right now, we can't foresee going forward with our River Run for 2021. So sadly, we are canceling 2021 now.
No, that is sad, but understandable as we're starting to find more and more things on the calendar going that way. But people can still support Visiting Nurse Association Blue Water Hospice if they choose to do that. And they can help decorate the hospice home. Again, March 19th is the deadline to get your photographs in. Angela, one more time, how can people submit their artwork if they want to do so?
So you would submit a photo at our email, marketing@vnabwh.com, and please visit our website for further details regarding everything that's happening at VNA on our website, vnabwh.com, and follow us on Facebook. We have a very active page keeping everyone informed.
There you go. Angela, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.